Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef with Agnet West. And our asparagus recipe for today is a bacon-wrapped asparagus with a southwestern chili Bangladesh prawn. This is such a cool dish because you would never think, okay, prawns with asparagus and bacon? Oh my goodness, it works so good. It's a very easy dish, so let's get started. The very first thing we're going to do is set our oven to 360 degrees. We're going to put in thick cut bacon. On that thick cut bacon, we're going to put ground black pepper and brown sugar. And what that's going to do is make a nice maple peppered bacon. It's so delicious. You're going to love it. While we're doing that, and that's cooking, we're going to go ahead and we're going to clean our asparagus. Very easy the way to do this. All we do with the asparagus is we just grab a peeler, we run down the side of them, and you try to remove all those little things that look like thorns. I assure you they're not thorns. It's just the way asparagus look. They're beautiful, and that's the way the Lord created them, so I work with it. But we're going to keep those pieces that we shave off. We're going to fry those so they're crispy, and it's going to look like a nest. Then what we're going to do is we're going to take our bacon. Once it's cooked, we're going to wrap that around our asparagus. And all we're going to do is put that in a broil. And a broil is where the heat from the top of the oven turns on and goes directly down on the product. And that's going to cook our asparagus for us. The asparagus are not going to be raw. They're going to be nicely cooked. They're going to not be woody at all. They're going to be delicious. We're going to top them with a little bit of salt and pepper. So that bacon's going to cook for about 12 to 13 minutes. Once it's nice and fully cooked but not crispy, then we'll wrap it around the asparagus. Once it's wrapped around the asparagus, we broil it. Let it broil for about 4 minutes and just turn it every minute. And this is kind of a pain of a process, but it's worth it. In a saute pan, I want you to add 1 tablespoon of Rosenthal olive wrench, award-winning Arbasana garlic olive oil. If you don't have that, any oil will suffice. Then we're going to add in 4 Bangladesh prawns. And these are the big boys. These are like the U6s, which means 6 of them per pound. We're going to top with cayenne, curry powder, lemon pepper, chili powder, and some dry parsley and dry cilantro. We're going to cook those on each side for about a minute. And what you're looking for is to make sure the prawn gets nice and tight. We don't want it to be tight and rubbery. Just want it to get nice and tight and everything looks cooked all the way through. Put that on a plate, topped up with the asparagus. And on top of that asparagus with the bacon wrapped around it, put some of that crispy asparagus nest. For this and many more of my recipes, www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com, www.foodietv.com. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.